Southeast of Raleigh, two counties, Wayne and Johnston, both had recent spikes in COVID-19 cases. Last week, both school districts were in Plan B, with students rotating into schools for in-person class. As Liz Schlemmer reports, recent decisions by those school boards highlight the patchwork nature of school reopening plans across the state.
Two neighboring counties in 2 days went in two completely different directions. In Johnston County, the school board vote was decisive, but not unanimous. They are going all remote until mid-January.
So at this time, I'll entertain a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
One of the two opposed votes was cast by board member Ronald Johnson.
If you are a student or family and you want to be in school and you're a teacher and you want to teach and you want to be in school, I believe that you have that right.
The state COVID map has Johnston County in red. Neighboring Wayne County is in orange, and their school board actually voted the opposite way, opting for more in-person instruction for elementary students next semester. Duke University pediatric epidemiologist Dr. Ibukun Akimboyo says neither choice is wrong.
Allowing options so that local boards can make local decisions or local school leaders can make local decisions, I think would be the best approach as we go into the next few months.
Akimboyo has been part of a collaborative advising North Carolina schools as they weigh those options.
I know it's hard to flip back and forth and see decisions that are flipping back and forth, but I think with my newer lens into the school setting and what schools have to deal with, I've been floored by how many perspectives have to be considered.
Akimboyo says it's good for school boards to take in those perspectives and local data. Community spread is one factor, but it's not the only one. It also matters how the local hospital is doing and whether quarantine rates are affecting school staffing. Akimboyo says the data on COVID spread in North Carolina schools show they're safe settings, even if cases from the community arrive at their doorstep.
We within communities need to focus our efforts on reducing our rates. And we can all do that, regardless of if the school is open or not.
And she says she'll keep an eye on the data as these decisions play out. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.